Minister, I want to raise the urgent matter of road safety outside Dunkaneely National School. That's in my own locality of home. The lack of progress in implementing traffic calming measures have been repeatedly called for by local representatives, parents and Gardaí. The school is located on the N56, a busy national secondary road that has multiple near misses as last while. The speed is unacceptable in the school zone, and children and staff are at risk, and so is parents at drop-offs and pick-ups. I've repeatedly raised this issue and here calling for an update from Transport Infrastructure Ireland, but have received vague responses about ongoing reports. It has now emerged that the funding for the road safety improvement may not be available to 2026. This is simply too late, Minister. I'm asking the Minister to provide a clear update on the status of the traffic calming measures planned for Dunkaneely National School, to confirm whether the site visit has been the department visit the site and the TIA, to explain why emergency funding was not made available to rectify this, and to outline the interim safety measures that can be implemented to protect children. This is not just a matter of infrastructure, it's a matter of child safety. We cannot wait till tragedy strikes before action is taken. The community has done everything to highlight this issue. It is now time for the state to stand up and get this done before something happens, because it is getting very dangerous. And every day, you know, only for the parents is at the school, and in fairness, the Gardaí come and they sit on one side to slow the traffic down. Like, something has to be done here, Minister. They just can't keep brushing it off as they did this last 2 years. Thank you.
I want to thank Senator Boyle for raising this important matter, which I'm taking behalf of the Minister of Transport, Dara O'Brien. I understand that safety of this location is of concern to you, Senator Boyle, and obviously the people that you represent, and more particularly the children and their parents, and obviously their teaching staff. The Minister for Transport is responsible for overall policy and exchequer funding in relation to the National Roads Programme. Once funding arrangements have been put in place with Transport Infrastructure Ireland under the Roads Act 1983-2015, in line with the National Development Plan, planning, design, improving and upgrading individual roads is a matter for TI in conjunction with local roads authority concerned. Priority in the NDP is to maintain the quality and safety of the existing road network in the context of National Road Programme capital budget. Provided by the Department of TII, significant funding has been provided towards the safeguarding of the National Road Network. In 2025, approximately $15.6 million in capital election was allocated for protection of existing National Road Network in Donegal. This includes allocation for minor road improvements in the N56. TII Road Safety Section discussed the progression of potential safety improvements at the N56 Dunkaneely National School with Donegal County Council in a meeting held in March of this year. Donegal County Council have developed an assessment of potential options at this location. This work has contributed to a feasibility report setting out safety measures that Donegal County Council proposed to implement, the estimate scheme costs and the expected safety benefits. This report is being considered by TII and approval to commence the design stage has been given to Donegal County Council. Work to this location will be considered for progression in 2026, subject to funding availability. So there has been progress. I'm not certain if that's, I hope that sheds some light for you and the school and the parents and the teachers and the children themselves at the school. With regard to safety, safe routes to school programme, invitations to make expressions of interest were sent to all primary and secondary schools in the country. 932 schools applied for safe route to school, equating to around a quarter of all schools in the country. 107 schools were selected for round one of the programme in summer 2021. Round two of the safety routes to school programme system of 108 schools was announced on the 12th of December 2022. Understand that Dunkaneely National School did not apply to the programme. So, however, be noted, because a school is not currently in the Safe Routes to School programme, it does not mean that they will not receive any new or improved active travel infrastructure. While there are no plans for additional costs for schools to join the programme currently, funding for active travel infrastructure for schools is not confined to the Safe School to Schools programme alone. In some cases, schools outside a safe route, schools probably include wider active travel if they are in the vicinity of these walks. In fact, the All Active Travel funding looks to improve links to schools where possible, and this will be provided through the Programme for Government commitment that $360 million cross-government funding will be spent on walking and cycling per annum over the lifetime of the government.
Thank you, Minister, and thanks for coming in. Yes, it's my understanding that Dunkaneely School did not apply for the safe work to school, safe routes to school, because it simply would take too long. We haven't got time here. This is a busy road with all the traffic that's going to Donegal and Killybegs. Large lorries loaded with fish heading to Dublin here. Coming down past the school, if you drove past it yourself, Minister, you understand it's on a hill. I know I did show it to you. And you get where I'm coming from here. When they're coming down the hill, they're at speed, and it's very hard to get stopped at the traffic lights there at the school. So traffic calming measures has to be put on through the village of Dunkaneely. It really has. Because it's going to be too late when something happens. And to be honest, I don't want to be standing here in a year's time or saying, well, where is the traffic calming measures now? It's something that needs to be done ASAP for the sake of our children going to school, or their parents and the teachers. Because, I mean, only for the people of Dunkaneely that's there now, standing at the traffic lights every day, manning them to make sure the children cross the roads safely, there would be an accident. Thank you, Cathaoirleach.
Once again, I'd like to thank Senator Boyle for raising this important matter, which I'm taking on behalf of Minister of Transport, Dara O'Brien, and the Minister of Transport is conscious of the importance of ensuring road safety, particularly in the vicinity of the school. And Senator Boyle will be well aware, in terms of getting progress on projects, as a process. And as I stated in the initial answer from the Minister, TII Road Safety Act discussed the progression of potential safety improvements at the N56 Dunkaneely National School with Donegal County at a meeting held in March of this year. Donegal County Council have developed an assessment of potential options at this location. The work has come to a feasibility report setting out the safety measures Donegal proposed to implement, the estimated scheme cost and the expected safety benefits. This report is being considered by TII and approval to commence the designs has been given. To Donegal, work at this location will be considered for progression 26, subject to funding availability. I might suggest, in your own way, Senator Boyle, that you do an update communication to the Minister of Transport. This obviously will come to the attention of the Minister and the officials, but in terms of just structure and process, that you'd write formally to the Minister updating where things are at, and obviously you'll be linking in with Donegal County Council and TII as well, and I know how important it is. So there's a process underway. It's now a question of the funding being made available to ensure that it progresses as quickly as possible.